Okay, so today is June 22nd, 2011, and we're going to do lesson number 369, straightening the legs with holding the feet. So begin lying on your back and noticing how you're lying on your back today. And as we usually do what we call like a body scan. And in that body scan, you begin to notice and observe how you're resting on the floor. And specifically, if you can notice the length of your spine, how long your spine feels, and then the length of your legs. And then slowly roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right, and notice the rolling of your head to each side. Okay, and now you're going to roll to your side and you're going to come up to sitting. You're going to sit with the soles of your feet together. And you're going to lean on your left hand. So your left hand is going to go somewhere close to your left side of your buttocks with your fingers forward. And with your right hand, you're going to come hold and get a hold of your right foot. So right hand, right foot. There you go. And now, holding onto your right foot, you're going to begin to lift your right leg up in the air and lower it back down. That's it. So you lift and you lower. And you feel what you're doing. So what happens in your pelvis? What happens with your leg and your arm? How heavy does your leg feel? Good. Okay, and pause for a moment, and we're just going to change sides. So come to leaning on your right side, on your right arm, and your left hand gets a hold of the left foot. And begin to do the same movement of lifting and lowering your left leg. And just notice the difference. Immediately notice, is this side easier, lighter, heavier? And do you feel like you just lift the leg in the hip joint? Or do you do anything with what's called your pelvis? So see if you round back a little bit and you kind of lean on that right hand. And then when your foot comes back down, you get taller. Good. Okay. Now place that down. And let's lean on both hands for a moment. And as you're leaning on both hands, really let, again, your pelvis and your back round back. So it's almost like you become like a hammock. So you really lean back on your hands. That's it. And then you're going to push your belly forward to sit up straight. So roll forward. So come off of this part of your butt. So you got to push this out. You can't hold this in. Okay? So, but that's leaning with your chest. Do you mind if I show you? Can I touch you? Okay. So in here, okay, so round back, and now you're going to forget about your head. Here, push into my hand. Yes, and arch your back, but even more.
Like arch it?
Yes. Sit tall. There. Oh, okay. Stick this out. And now round again.
Round this way.
Yes. Okay. You know how to do that well at your age. And now push. Yes. That's the idea. So now try that a few more times. Can I show you too? Is that okay? So, no. Yes. But let this, see if, yeah. See if your belly can and pelvis can come. Yeah. There you go. And now round back. So you want to get off. So in a way, you don't want to be sitting on your tailbone anymore. That's it, Scott. You don't want to sit on your tailbone. Push that belly out. And then we'll see after we do these other movements if that gets easier. That's it, Dave. Okay, rest on your back. So go ahead and lie down on your back. This will definitely be probably your most extraordinary class. You guys will like it. It's very different. Make you feel very loose and limber. So as you continue to lie on your back, go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. That's it. And you're going to place your left hand under your head. So start with that, your left hand. Yep. And now bring your right knee up into your chest so that your right hand can get a hold of your right foot. So get down, yeah. And get a hold of it from the outside. We'll start with the outside. That's it, Dave, from the outside. And now you're going to lift and lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling and bend it back down. And you'll find that if you lift your head at the same time, it'll feel easier. So it's like you lift your head and lengthen your leg. And then you fold your leg and lower your head. That's it. That's it, Scott. And then fold back down. That's it, Dave. Good. And then the next time that you do the movement, notice how your right elbow and your right knee are really close to each other. And so the next time that you lengthen, can you bring your right elbow to the inside of your right knee? Or another way of thinking of it is that you bring the right knee to the outside. So as you lengthen, you just move this to the outside and this on the inside, and then you bend back down. Okay, and then do it again. Up and then bring it in. And now feel what that does inside here. Do it again and just notice how it turns the hip joint. Do you feel that? Yeah. So the knee really can flare to the outside when it's on the outside. And then when you pull the knee to the inside, it's really over your chest. And each time you again lift your head to help the lengthening of your arm and leg. And then you rest your head when you bend your leg back down. That's nice. Good job. That's it, Scott. That's it, Dave. Good. Excellent. Okay. And let's let that movement go. Lengthen your legs and rest. And just notice if something now feels a little different in your right leg. Does it feel longer? Does it feel more relaxed? Is there a different kind of sense about the hip joint, like there's space in there? And go ahead and bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And now this time we're going to go to the left side. So you'll put your right hand behind your head. And then you'll bring your left knee into your chest so that your left hand from the outside can get a hold of the foot. And you'll just start by lengthening your leg up towards the ceiling and lifting your head and then folding back down. So just start with that. Just get comfortable with lengthening your leg, lifting your head, and then going back down. Beautiful. Good. Good. And now, if you remember, to start alternating your knee and your elbow. So the next time that you lengthen your left leg and arm, beautiful, Scott, you bring the knee to the outside. And then you fold it back down, and then you lengthen the leg and arm, and then you bring the knee to the inside. And really feel what happens deep inside your hip joint. The hip joint is really where your leg goes inside your pelvis. Just feel this turning that's happening. Good. Okay, and let that go and rest again with your arms down by your side, your legs long. Again, just noticing now how you're lying there, how your legs feel. So what is the length like of your left leg now? And then take a moment to observe and notice your breathing. So just notice your inhalation. If it goes to your chest and your belly, does it go to one area more than the other? Or about the same? And then noticing your exhalation. And now this time, you're going to bend just your right knee. Bring your right foot to standing. And your left leg will stay long. And you're going to bring your left arm straight out to your side, so it's lined up with your shoulder. And your palm will be flat on the floor. Yeah, that way. There you go. I know, I might want to... Let's move you over a little bit because you have such long, beautiful legs. You're going to, with this next movement, hit your girlfriend. There you go. Okay. And now bring your right knee up into your chest so that you can get a hold of the foot from the outside with your right hand. And you're going to lengthen your leg up towards the ceiling and bend it down. See if you can keep your head on the floor now. So that's it. See if you can do that. I know. So just, it's not important to straighten the leg. You just lengthen it a little bit and then bend it back down. Good job. And most importantly, yes, see if you can let that left leg elongate. So every time that you're lengthening, so you do a little bit of the movement and fold it back down. There you go. really see if you can think, okay, can the left leg stay long? Isn't it kind of interesting when you try to lengthen it, it wants to pull up behind the left knee? Huh. Right? There you go. Good. Now let's see if we can help this a little bit. So the next time that you start to lengthen, you find a comfortable place to be. And then with your right hand and foot, you're going to bring that across yourself over to the left. And they will come very close to your left hand. So you roll onto your left side. Basically, you end up rolling over. That's it. There you go. That's it, Scott. And then try to roll back. So you want to have your head resting on the floor. It will roll. You'll roll your head on the floor. So you lengthen the leg and think of your right foot and arm pulling you over. So if you were in your bed at night and you wanted to roll over onto your left side, that's it. All the way over until your foot and hand touch the floor. Beautiful. And then you roll back. There you go. And now make sure you're breathing. There you go. I know, that's the hard part always. That's it. And then come back. Now let's just see, can you lengthen it up, 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 up there? And now let's see from here. So something different happens in your back. So it's a lot of rotation in your spine. And just keep playing with it a few more times. Here, Scott, let's keep that. I don't want you to have it in your pocket. Yeah. Yeah. Let's put, there you go. Put it up there. Because I don't want you to crush it when you roll on the other side. Okay. Rest. We'll let you take a rest. Okay, so let's try it this way. So as you continue to lie on your back, what if you just lift your right leg now to the ceiling? That's it. And bring your left arm out to the side. Okay, and your left arm. There you go. And now, so you don't need to hold and you keep your head down, can you just think of swinging your right leg all the way over? Yes. And can you bring it closer up to where your left hand is? Yes. That's it. And now from there, can you lift it straight up, back across over to the ceiling? There you go. Try that again. So feel what you have to do. It's called in your hip and your pelvis. That's it. So you really reach over here. Good. Come over here. That's it. Feel that part of you move. Good, Scott, and then come back. Good. The next time that you bring your leg over to the left, keep it there, and then you bring your right arm over to greet that right foot. That's it. So how can you get a hold of, even if it's the outside, the shin, that's it. So if you need to bend your knee, that's fine, as much as you need to. Now, can you think of moving your pelvis, your buttocks, backwards? Excellent. So don't come back onto your back. Stay on your side. But I want you to think of, can you push this back, which would actually let you straighten the leg? So just think of this pushing into my hand to straighten. Just imagine you're going to straighten your leg by pushing backwards. There's two ways. Yeah, there's two ways to push. That's pushing the heel forward. Mm-hmm. And now can you think at the same time? Yes. So your heel can push forward, and at the same time you push your butt back. So if you were, and it's okay if you let go of your foot. The idea is how to straighten this right leg. That's it, Dave. So if you want to straighten the leg, you want your butt to move backwards on the right side and your right heel to move forward. So you like straighten it, and then you let it go. You let it bend again. So you don't lock it, and then you try it again. So I just think, I want to straighten this leg. So two actions happen. The right side of your buttocks moves backwards, and your right heel pushes away from you, so the knee behind the knee gets straighter and straighter. That's it. Nice. I like you guys thinking. Beautiful. Beautiful job. Nice, nice, nice. Now, see if you can get a hold of the foot again. Bend the knee and roll back onto your back. And let's just go back to lifting and lengthening the right leg on your back with your left leg long. Just see if this is easier now. And if it's easier to keep the left leg long on the floor as you lengthen the right leg up. Ah, better. That's it. So see if you can just think in your mind, you're doing a great job. What is it that you need to let go of here? Yeah. So stay there. And now just do a way smaller movement here. Grab here. And just lift. Yes. That's better. And bend back down. Yes. And back down. Because this is more important. There you go. Something's changing now. Nice. Okay, rest it. Rest on your back. And as you're resting, just notice again your right leg and how it's feeling. How does it feel behind the right knee? Maybe you can notice that on the back side of your legs, there's more of the right leg touching now. And then notice your breathing. Okay, so let's have you now keep your right leg long. You're going to bend your left knee and bring it up over your chest so your left hand can get a hold of your left foot from the outside. You'll bring that right arm straight out to your side with the palm down. There you go. And again, think about that you can somehow keep the right leg long as you start to lengthen the left leg up. So it's really common for everybody that as soon as you start to lengthen the leg, that right leg wants to pop up, that right knee. So in your mind, you just think about having it be long. And if you can't hold on to the foot, it's okay. You can try the ankle or your sweatpant. That's it. Make sure you're still breathing. Good. And then maybe the next time that you lengthen your left arm and foot up to the ceiling, you're now going to, it's like you sweep across the ceiling and bring them all the way over to the right. So it's as if you're going to roll onto your right side and your foot and hand come to the floor. That's it. And they're pretty close to the right hand. That's it. And then you're going to lift up, sweep across the ceiling, and come back to the start where you're on your back. And then do that again. For some of you, it's easier on this side. So just notice that, if it's a little easier to lengthen this left leg and go over to the right side. Up, and then you swing it over. And could you imagine getting hold of your left foot with both of your hands? Right, so when you swing the left leg over, comes fairly close to where the right hand is. There you go. Okay, now can you come and rest over there on that right side? And now first imagine, you can let go of the foot. You can just have your left hand somewhere close to it, right? And just perfect. Imagine now you're going to fully lengthen out your left leg, that left knee. You're going to straighten it. But you're going to straighten by two actions. One is the left heel moves away from you, but as well, your left buttocks moves backwards. So I don't care if you hold on to the foot. Yeah, you can be at the ankle. What I care about is the foot moves away from you and that you feel this pushes backwards into my hand. Yeah, better. Now even down here. This is new for you. Yeah, and then let the knee bend. Let it go. And then push again into my hand. Just really push. There. Excellent. And do it again. Let it go. Nice job. Really push my hand away. There.
Should the foot be like sideways?
No, the foot should be the other way. So your foot should be, yeah, the sole of the foot should be up facing the wall. So it's that action. There you go. You're going to push away. Yes. Push that butt away from you. Push it back. Now, I forgot about your... Can you let your head rest? There, like that. Now, let's see if that's a little easier. Yes, now start the movement next time with your butt. So, when you bend your knees, so first push back with your butt, and then let the foot come. Good, good. And when something feels hard, just do it smaller, do it a little less. Think it through first. Good. Okay. Get a hold of your left foot with your left hand. Lift it up and come back onto your back and rest on your back. Okay, so keeping your right leg long, lift your left leg up towards the ceiling. Right? So you don't need to hold on to it. You'll bring your right arm straight out to your side, palm down. And now you're just going to swing your left leg across, touch, and then bring it back. Just feel what that's like now. See if it's easier for that right leg to stay long on the floor. Yes. Feel the twist in your spine. Really good. Okay. And then the next time you come back onto your back, let it go and rest. Okay, so please roll to your side, come up to sitting as we did in the beginning. If you remember, you had the soles of your feet together. You can lean on your left hand, so your right hand gets a hold of your right foot. Okay, so we're going to just start with lifting and lengthening the leg and the arm up and lowering it back down and just see if it feels lighter and easier now. That's it. See if you can straighten it even more, a little bit more. Lift it a little higher. There you go. Good. Now, the next time that you lift it up, I would like you to swing the right leg all the way over to the left and place it on the floor next to the left hand. And then you bring it back. Yes. So you feel this pivoting and swinging motion you do in your pelvis. So you end up bringing all your weight onto the left side of your pelvis. Your right butt has to come up. That's it. And you place the right foot on the floor above the left knee. Put it all the way down on the floor. That's it. And then come back again. Beautiful, Scott. That's it. And then the next time that you bring the right leg over to the left and you place it standing on the floor, we'll all get there. Now you're going to start to lengthen it. You're going to slide it away from you. Okay, and it stays in front of the left knee. That's it. If you need to let go, that's okay. But if you can, hold on to the foot so your upper body slides forward and then you bring it back up to standing. So do that a few times. Slide it away from you. That's it. Come there, and then you slide it to lengthen it. And you can kind of pivot. That's it on the heel. It's kind of easier to slide on the floor with just the heel. And then you bring it back. Okay, and then the next time you come back, just pause for a moment in sitting. See if you can find it to be somewhat comfortable sitting here for a moment. Lean on your left hand again, your right hand. So lean on your left hand, your right hand gets the right foot. And now let's go to the movement of lengthening the leg up. And do you remember we did this on the back where your knee and your elbow alternate. So the knee's on the outside and then you bring it to the inside. And then the outside, inside. Beautiful, Dave. That's it. Nice. Yeah. There you go. Good. And now place the hand and foot down, and let's see if you can lengthen the hand and foot straight out from you. So slide it, but keep the hand holding on to the foot. And then bend the knee back to the outside, right? And then, so you go back, bend it back up. And then as you straighten, the knee and the elbow come together. And then, but on the floor, you were doing it right. There you go. And now bend the knee to the outside. Yeah, just come back to the original position. There you go, Dave. And then slide it out away from you. Feel as you slide, the knee lengthens, your arm lengthens. There you go. And then bend the knee back out to the side. Okay, let's give it a rest. Rest on your back. Roll to your side, come up to sitting again, please. Soles of your feet together. You're going to lean on your right hand this time. Your left hand will be with your left foot. There you go. And just start by lifting up and lengthening and folding. And then slowly introduce to yourself how the knee and the elbow can alternate. Right, the knees once to the outside and then once to the inside. So bring your knee to the inside. There you go. That's it. And then lift it up again. Bring it out. Good. Nice. Good. Good. And then the next time it's on the outside, you can leave it there. And then you're going to lift up your left leg and bring it over to the right side of your right knee and place it on the floor. And then you come back again. And you do that again. So all your weight shifts deep inside the pelvis onto the right side of the pelvis, the right sit bone. There, nice. Good. And then the next time that you come over to the right like that, you stay there, and now you start to slide your left foot and left arm out away from you. That's it. And then you just slide it back up and slide it back out again. Think of it the heel. It's easier to kind of pivot on the heel on the floor. That's it. Good. Okay. And bring it back, and let's take a rest on your back for a minute. Roll to your side, come up to sitting again, soles of your feet together. You can lean on your right hand and your left hand gets a hold of the left foot. And let's do the sliding your left foot out away from you and then folding it back up. Yes. And if you can stay holding on to your foot, which means that your whole upper body has to lean forward. Your head goes forward, everything goes forward. Slide, and then you slide back. Good. Okay, and let's rest again on your back. And now please bend just your right knee, bring your right foot to standing, so the right side. There you go. Bring your left arm straight out to your side with the palm down. And now lift your right leg in the air, get a hold of your right foot somewhere comfortable with your right hand. And this time, as you're gonna lengthen your right leg up to the ceiling, and now you're gonna swing it over to the left as we did before. Roll all the way onto your left side and see if you can place your hand and foot close to your left hand now. Yeah. Yeah, they can almost touch. And now you're going to lift the right leg back up and like it's like you graze across the ceiling and then come all the way over to your right side. And as you do so, your left arm sweeps the floor above your head. Stays on the floor. And it sweeps above, so it comes all the way over to the right side to meet the right hand and right foot. There you go. And now the left hand's going to sweep along the floor, back over to the left as you lift your right leg up to the ceiling with your right arm and go back all the way over to the left. So when you get over to the left hand, and right foot all touch. And then the same thing happens on the right side. But you sweep that left arm along the floor, above your head, the back of the hand, and then it flips over. You okay? And then you touch. Yeah, so straighten that leg out. Try to make your knees straight. There. Now, from there, go back onto your back. Lift the leg up. Lift it up. You can do it. Okay, there you go. Go back onto your side. I know. Who would ever think this would be so hard, huh? And now go all the way over to the other side. There you go. Don't worry. Don't worry about that guy next to you. Scott, don't worry about him. There you go. Go back over. Now sweep that. And let your left leg roll in. There you go. Let that left knee roll in to help you. That's it. Dave, you're doing this beautifully. Just everybody try it a couple more times so that you really find an ease. I know that probably sounds crazy, but find an ease with what you're doing. So the left side of your pelvis has to go for a ride. Even though the left leg is long, you let it follow what you're doing. So when you go to the left side, it rolls to the left. When you take the right leg and arm to the right, it goes to the right. So that left leg just follows. It's a follower. It's not a leader. There you go. There. Reach with that arm. There you go. You got it. Excellent. Okay, come to your backs and rest. I know, I'm sure you girls are thinking, this is the strangest stuff we've ever done, and it's hard.
It wasn't that long ago, they were doing it naturally.
I know. I'm not sure if they want to recall those days where they were putting their feet in their mouth. So see if you can take a moment to imagine in your mind what we just did. Can you imagine your right leg being up towards the ceiling and you're holding on with your right arm, your left arm's out to the side, and when you first go over to the left, your left hand, and right foot meet. So your pelvis, your back, everything has to roll over your left leg in a sense. And then you lift the right leg and right arm up towards the ceiling, and at that point is when that left arm started to sweep up towards your head, and then it sweeps over to the right side to once again meet the right hand, the right foot, all on the right side. And then the left leg has to turn in, right? It has to fall in because it's got to follow. So see if you can just imagine that one or two more times, and then we're going to see if you can imagine it on your other side. So just take a moment to let it go, kind of clear your mind, let your mind wander. And now bring the thought to the left side. So in your mind, see your left hand holding your left foot, your right leg straight. Your right arm's out to the side, and you see yourself first rolling to the right. So you bring the left arm and left leg over to meet the right arm. And then as you start to lift that left leg and arm up, coming back to the ceiling and over to the left side, the right arm will graze along the floor above your head and come all the way over to the left so that it meets your left hand and your left foot all on the left side. Okay, so go ahead and bend your left knee, bring your left foot up, get a hold of it with your left hand, bring your right arm out to the side, and just see how your thought helped you. Let's see if somehow maybe the movement's a little clearer, a little smoother, just because you thought it through in your mind. And then that's it. Beautiful. Yeah. So your whole body has to roll. That big chunk called your pelvis and your back has to roll to each side. Nice. Good. You all look like snow angels or starfish. Beautiful, Dave. Really beautiful. That's it. Okay. And then bring that to a close and just come to lying on your back. Resting. Noticing how you're lying on your back now. Noticing the length of your spine, the length of your legs. How do the back sides of your legs feel now? Notice how much more of them is touching the floor. So if more of the back of your leg is touching, right, that's how, you know, you've gotten length. Often we don't realize how much we have contractions going on in our legs. So just really notice how long they feel. And then through the length of your legs, how that affects the length of your spine, the length of your arms. And then slowly roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. And notice the rolling of your head now. Did something change there? A smoothness, an ease. Good. Okay. And then maybe just take one more moment to notice your breath and your breathing. And then as you feel ready, you can slowly roll to one of your sides, come up to sitting and to standing, and notice how you feel from this lesson in standing.